Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Talk references.
Excelsior to you, our Marvelites. Just for you? Just for you? Excelsior to you, our Marvelites.
I don't think it's just for me. I think most of our listeners and viewers would agree.
Fair.
Welcome back. It's going to be a great show.
That's what they're all thinking. Welcome back to our 11th show of the year, 2015-24.
Or is it 24? I said 25 earlier. Oh, my God, 24.
Yeah, I think it's 24. Yeah. Anyway, we are the Marvel Movie News coming to you live from the Danger Room, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are.
Yeah!
Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network YouTube channel, Popcorn Talk Network /YouTube. Or I think it's reversed, isn't it? I don't know how HTTP works.
Internet?
It's internet.
To find us.
I don't know. I just type Popcorn Talk Marvel on it Google finds, and it just works.
Subscribe to us through iTunes, rate us, like us, thumbs up us, keep us coming back to you. You can also find us through the Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN. Find us on Facebook, Marvel Movie News. Like us, talk to us, ask us questions. We always try to get to them. And guys, if you'll tweet out the link to our show with a message telling people where they can live chat, we'll retweet you from the
Isn't
Popcorn
that,
Talk Network.
I mean, we'll all retweet you from our personal accounts.
Well, maybe later.
Maybe not right now during the show.
We're doing the show, yeah.
I'm not allowed to go on the internet during the show because I get distracted.
Yeah, you're like a cat. I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco at M Placco.
I'm Matt Cook at Matt Cook Tweeted.
I'm Coy Jandro at Coy Jandro.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Coy. So today, if you haven't heard the news, is a very special day, though a very sad day for all of us in the Marvel movie
it's
news
terrible.
Land. It is Matt Cook's last show with us, at least for a
for
while.
Now, for a little
for now,
while,
yeah. Why don't I'm going to let you tell people why.
Great. I got a job. I'm going to be working for The Real Shield.
Oh my God. Whatever that is.
That was my audition tape for the next season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's really good. I'd cast you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I booked an acting gig and it starts work next week. And we work for the next few months. And it'll be a new show that's coming on TBS in the summer. Keep your eyes open for it. The working title is Buzzies.
Yeah.
But I know that's going to change. So you guys follow me on Twitter, and I will tweet it so hard, and you'll all get
you're
all
gonna
the
tweet
information
it? You
need. What is this?
It's
oh my God!
It's a Spider-Man cake.
That's incredible.
I want to go show the camera.
Please.
It says Thwip, Matt Thwip.
Oh, that's so
I had to spell it for the lady.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and there's little Spider-Man rings on there. There's four of them for all of us to wear.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, and you can keep the Spider-Man figure and bring the cake home to Katie, your girl.
Guys are so sweet. To
we're gonna
Thank
miss you.
You,
man.
I'm gonna miss you guys too.
We're gonna
really
miss
fun.
You. So, just so you know, at home, everybody, Coy Jandro will
Coy's
be.
Coy's like, I love Spider-Man more, man. That's not cool, man.
I better get a cake.
How do I prove my love?
I better get a cake when I leave the show.
When I go to film on TV.
That's so sweet. Guys.
But Coy
Thank
will
you.
Be joining us as well as Alan Sizzler Kistler.
Yes.
They will be kind of rotating in and out, and maybe we'll have all of them on at one time. It'll be crazy. But yeah, well, you're welcome back anytime. You know that.
You know where we are.
You know where we're at.
I'll be outside just banging on the walls, ruining the audio.
It's the gardeners, I swear.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. Yeah. So I'm bummed that I won't be able to sit here and chat with all you guys, but I'm also excited that I'll get to come back at a certain point. And
yep.
Yeah.
I'm super bummed, too.
Yeah. I know you are.
Whatever. Congratulations,
got a
man.
Sadness
I'm so
cake.
Excited.
Just you're just gonna leave us West Coast Avengers.
I am. I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta head back.
You got upgraded.
I did. I got pulled.
You got
back
pulled into the big leagues,
which is exciting.
You're back
I
with Stark and Avengers Tower.
I just started reading. I've got a trade of the West Coast Avengers, and it's the one with Hawkeye on the front, and he's like, he's got like a. It's just a close up. It's too close on his face, and it looks like he's supposed to be winking, but you see like too much of his gums, and it's like a really graphic. Image
oh
and it was on sale during I forget when I got it at Golden Apple. It was really cheap,
like Comic Book Day or something.
Yeah,
like that,
I can't not buy this. And I started to read it, And I'll tweet it out, but the one panel is Wonder Man being like, this is either crazy or ominous. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's probably,
yeah, that's,
I wonder which of the two it is, you know, like.
Probably crazy ominous. Yeah, it started, that's my guess.
It's been, and Hawkeye called people, called the thing a crazy palooka. And it's like all this, like, really, like, wow. I'm like, what is this?
Like so early 90s, like
I guess so. I really got that far, and I was like, I don't have the strength for this right now.
Marvel,
do you remember the
70s finest.
When they all had those really close up covers for like a few months? It was like a special thing, mm-hmm. and everybody's like really uncomfortable. Spider-Man's nostrils, gotta get that issue.
Yeah. Yeah, I like seeing the capillaries in his gums.
Yeah, give it to me.
So,
give it all to me.
Anyway, it's your last show, and we're sad to see that happen, but. We're also very excited that
I'll be back.
You're
Thank
moving
you.
On
Thank
in
you.
Such an amazing, like, it's a series regular. Like, that's an actor's dream.
It
so.
Is. It's a dream gig, and the show's great, and I really am, I'm so excited to be working on it. So check it out in the summer. It stars Ashley Tisdale, George Wendt, Mike Castle, Lauren Lapkus, Deanna Reasonover, Ryan Pinkston, myself, and then there are a bunch of guest stars that are all amazing. It's the guys who made Will and Grace. It's their
awesome.
New show.
Yeah.
And I get to play a real sweet knucklehead.
Yep, just like you do on our show.
Yeah, except sweet.
Yeah. Not so much a douchebag.
Yeah. I get to really stretch my
range. You've played douchebag really well on our show.
I was told to.
Yeah, no.
That's a contract.
That's what I'm telling you. You've played it very well.
Thank you.
You're
an actor.
Yeah, you're an actor. You know how to play. You're actually a very sweet man.
I think so.
And not as funny. Like, all the jokes that you tell, I wrote for you.
I know, which is amazing. You're very generous.
Is somebody with a teleprompter right there? Just read
it. That's why we're always looking over. There.
Yes.
Anyway, well, what do you say we jump into the Marvel news?
Let's jump in.
This just came out today. I know we've all seen it. You just came in. Did you have a chance to see the new trailer?
For the Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. That's the last one I'm going to watch. That's too much, man.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It's too much stuff. It's too much, like...
giving away so much.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I kind of don't want to watch
but
anymore.
I stopped watching it now that I've seen it. Like, I saw it once. I was like, well, now that I've seen it, nine more.
Yeah, nine more times.
Yeah, it's... great. I didn't realize it was going to be so much, or I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah, I was like, it'll be like 30, 40 seconds, whatever. Oh my God, Captain throws a motorcycle!
Yeah.
I will watch this 1,000 more times!
Yeah.
I don't know if we want... Do we want to break it... I don't want to break it down too much, because I know there's a lot of people who are kind of like, oh, I don't want to be spoiled, but we can just give overall impressions. Amazing.
Great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean,
it was
really fun. I think they were like sick of, I mean, not sick of, but I think they heard people being like, oh my God, these trailers have been so intense. They're like, all right, fine. Here's the.
It's fun.
And it was kind of lighthearted. Yeah. I liked it.
I feel like it's all of those big zinger moments that are usually like the big moment in like the third act of every movie, but in 1 minute trailer. So it makes me, I mean, it all looks like it's from that opening winter scene that we think is the opening of the movie. So if that's the beginning, if that's like where we, the bar is that.
Yeah. Well, and the thing with a lot of the footage, it feels like it's just like a lot of stuff that we've already seen, but from a different angle now.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't feel like it's too spoiler heavy to me.
No.
Like it does have like a lot of new moments to it, but
I mean, the moment with Thor and Cap.
Well, and also just Tony, like Tony's opening lines in it. I mean, it's really setting the tone for Civil War right there.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
So if you guys haven't watched it, you definitely should, but be aware that there's quite a bit of new stuff
in it. There's a lot of new footage to it.
A lot of zingers.
And I loved it. Like
me too. It looks great. I mean, it really...
It's the most fun trailer we've had about any Marvel movie, I think.
Yes.
It's the most fun minute of the movie. Like,
and because like the last trailer that they released was just awesome. It was just epic.
It was heavy.
And this one is just like, here's all the members that you love, and here they are doing really cool stuff.
Look at him snark. Snarky snark snark. Cool moments.
Tony Snark.
Yeah.
That first scene with him was this is so telling. And I will say from the first scene, it's good to see them following the comics, because that's the way it's been.
Yeah.
From the very beginning of the Avengers, like Avengers 1 or Avengers 4 when they brought Captain America in, like from 5 onward, it's been like Captain's in charge. Like, and that's kind of awesome to see them playing that in the
movie.
And
that's something that I'm excited to watch in the movie, is that idea that it's not these people trying to figure out where they belong in this world. It's the movie starts and they believe that they know where they belong and what they need to do. And then it seems that Ultron pulls that away from them.
Yeah.
But the idea of these individuals being a solidified team, which they weren't in the first movie and even at the end, you know, like with Thor and Hulk, like it's still, you know what I mean?
There's still a little tension.
Like it's a team and it seems like they're all on board for it, and that's an exciting dynamic that I'm wound up about.
You're all wound up.
They're talking about the accent on the little thread here.
Yes.
I'm really excited. Like that Eastern European.
Oh my God! When Quicksilver walks by and says his little thing, I was just like, oh, he talks, and it's Eastern European.
Now I'm really curious what Scarlet Witch sounds like. I know that wasn't lacking in my brain until I heard him, and I was like, but what is she gonna do?
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they'll both have the same accent. They're brother and sister, so.
I can't hear her. I can't hear the Olsen version of an Eastern. Yeah. My brain doesn't put that together yet.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
I hadn't even thought of that. Like, I just assumed that, of course, they'll be foreign, but like, right. I wasn't even considering
just
the accent.
Taylor Johnson,
they would,
like,
I didn't think they would put accents, to be honest, because they don't really, with like Black Widow or a couple, you know, a lot of
Colossus
other characters.
Colossus never had one in any of the X-Men films. I know it's a different
studio. They
didn't
let Daniel Cudmore talk.
No, yeah, they didn't.
I think they sewed his mouth shut or stole his tongue or something. Yeah. And like ADR'd him or something like that. Yeah, he never spoke, but.
So yeah, the accent was a great surprise.
The moment with Thor and the shield I just want to talk about it.
I know, I do. Oh, can we? I mean, I think it's okay to talk about.
Let's
just warn people. I mean, if you don't want to hear it, want to talk about it because I want to talk about the dialogue and then the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Let's do it. All right. If you don't want to hear about it, if you think it might be spoilery, don't listen to podcasts.
Ever. Any.
Yeah. I mean, listen to ours. Mute it for the next minute, and then we'll go like this.
Yeah.
You delivered that douchebag line that I wrote for you really well.
Hey, dude.
It's my
last show. I got to get it in there.
All right, so you have something that you want to talk about.
Okay, at one point before they introduce Scarlet Witch, there's this dialogue that says, if you step out that door, you'll be an Avenger. And then we see that scene that we've seen several times of Scarlet Witch busting out of the door using her powers. And I'm like, oh my God, look at the foreshadowing. And I just really loved it. I thought that was really exciting.
Now, do you think that's going to be a mislead? Because, like, they obviously, it's a different camera angle. Like, is that, I think it's Scarlet Witch, like, who's quit at this point because Hulk is now gone crazy. And, like, I think it's Hawkeye trying to convince Scarlet Witch to come back to being an Avenger.
I don't think they start as Avengers because we know that they're being kept by.
I didn't mean to say Scarlet Witch. Oh. I meant to say Black Widow.
Black Widow.
I think Black Widow's upset about the Hulk and has stopped being an Avenger. Yeah, and that's Hawkeye's pep talk.
I agree. I think there is a lot to that.
I think that the trailer is purposely setting up that Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver eventually join the team.
Yeah, that's how it read to
me. Even though it's a different camera angle and she's maybe coming out of a completely different door, the way I took it was this was Marvel's way of saying, no, she's going to be an Avenger. Like, she's walking out a door after he just said this, so...
I think the dialogue pertains to something else entirely,
so it's a false positive in that direction.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think he may even be talking to someone else, but I think the trailer is leading us
to show where they end up.
Yeah, I think
it's him talking to those kids that have done something wrong, then they've gotten their butts kicked, Ultron betrayed them, and then they're looking to stand up and do the right thing, and it's like, but we don't deserve to be part of the right thing. And he goes, if you walk out that door, you deserve to be part of it.
Yeah. If you fight with us, then you deserve to be part of it. That was one of the bigger things
that I was like, don't show me that. Like, don't do it. Yeah. Like, Let that be a surprise, but that's how I took it. And maybe it isn't that. Yeah. I don't know.
But
that's...
I mean, we know, like, you know, from like Jeremy Renner's interviews and stuff like that. He said that almost the entire movie for him is spent a lot of the movie is spent between the twins. So like when he's talking to someone, that's my immediate. I'm like, oh well, he spent the entire movie with these twins trying to figure them out, and this is him saying like, look, if you do this, this is what you are. This is who you are.
And that's cool from a comic standpoint because he was originally a bad guy that himself turned into an Avenger. So it's cool having him as like the mentor that's like, bad guys, come be good guys at the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that part was great. Yeah. And I'm excited to see.
When does it come out?
May.
I know.
And Daredevil's April.
Yeah,
April 10th. I have April in my head as like,
I know.
Yeah, April 10th, and then 20 days later is Age of Ultron. Do you guys have your tickets yet already?
No. Why? It's not going to sell out.
Dum dum dum.
Well,
I'm literally too excited to buy my ticket. Isn't that stupid?
Once like, I buy it, it's
if
real,
I have it,
and then
it'll
have
be,
to wait.
Yeah, it'll be
oh,
so
dude,
much
I bought,
worse.
I bought my ticket and Brittany's ticket to El Capitan last week.
The oh, so the El Capitan one's still available? Because that's what I want to go to. Is it the opening?
I don't know. It's the 8 o'clock. It's the 8 o'clock show.
It's 3:44 a.m.
I want to go to iPick, man. I'm so tempted.
Oh, man. iPick is so fun. 8 o'clock iPick.
I just went to El Capitan to go see Cinderella, and I'd never seen a movie there. And just what they do beforehand, it's amazing. amazing. Like, I'm like, I want to go see Avengers here because I want the Avengers, like, stage show that they're obviously going to have beforehand.
Yeah, for all of you listening at home, El Capitan is Disney's official theater. They've got the one theater down in Hollywood, and they have, like, special screenings, and they'll have, like, a stage show beforehand.
And the really cool thing is when you're coming into here's the plug, El Capitan, you're welcome. But they have the original organ from the theater, from when they used to use organ, and they have the organ player playing the organ as you come in, and then it, like, sinks down.
And then it sinks down to the stage.
And then something else. Like, I saw the Muppet movie there.
Oh,
and
then
the organ player went away,
so
and then the Muppets came out, and it was the real Muppets
were
there.
I would have cried.
Oh, I lost it. It was so fun. God.
Well, and they also get the costumes. Like, they had one of the nine dresses from Cinderella, so I'm hoping we'll actually get some of the costumes.
Oh, that'd be great.
I know when they had Avengers there, they had Stan Lee's comic book collection down there.
Whoa.
And it was just, like, amazing. All, like, first editions, this, first appearance, that. Like,
that's
and it
not
was,
a nice thing to do to him. They should have asked.
Don't confuse Stan.
He had no idea. No, and, like, they had, like, a lot of, like, statues that he had collected over the years.
Oh, my
gosh.
Well,
that was really
cool. The Spider-Man 2 suit at Arclight was incredible. To actually see it in like, real life. They had the Gwen Stacy outfit in the Spider-Man 2 suit.
Did they really?
Yeah,
oh,
when
cool.
that came out.
That's
Arclight's
cool.
Arclight's another one that will get the costumes.
Arclight had, for the first Transformer movie, they had the Transformers out in the front.
Oh, that's and right. Like, I remember that. Yeah.
It was really cool.
And then we all went and watched the movie.
Oh,
you guys,
so
if you're
going to
see a movie in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically what we're saying.
Why I moved out here was just to watch
it's
movies.
It's the best. Yeah. I go home now and I can't do it because I go home to Jersey and there's like the old theaters and then people are like talking and I'm
the
like,
stadium seating's like this.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And then my brother will come out and visit and he gets so spoiled because we go see movies when he comes out and he goes home and he's just like, furious.
Well, we are the movie capital of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They make them here.
Yeah. Well, some of them.
They make them.
They used to make them here. They do the editing
here. Now it's all in Atlanta.
Anyway.
Check out that trailer.
Yeah, check out the trailer. Like, there's that moment with Thor with the shield and, like, it's on the arm. Like,
I like that. Yeah. I like that. And then I like that there's so many quips that eventually Ultron's like, I can quip too. And he starts being a wise guy.
Yeah,
and it's like all of them, it's like a weird, like parking lot after like a stand-up show.
It's
and
a weenie quip
like
off.
Everybody's trying to just like up each other.
That's
and even
a good way
AI
to put it, like after
like,
a stand-up show. Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Like,
but
it's just weird,
I have
like,
artificial intelligence. I can be funny too.
Yeah, Tony Snark built me. I got this,
yes.
Yeah, I think, like, honestly, one of my favorite parts of the whole trailer was that part of the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I just love seeing them be that loyal to the material and having that sort of weird confirmation of, oh, I'm just the money guy and the designer, and Captain's actually in charge.
But it's I mean, there's the bitterness there. That they're setting up that bitterness.
Yeah, they
that
really.
We're
that's
see.
A pretty quick little blast, but it's like he seems not too happy.
Yeah. And Cap's look wasn't happy back. Like, it's a very clear Civil War setup. It's perfect.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah, and it just like I was on board the second Cap flipped the motorcycle.
Yeah,
that is nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, do we want to? Are we done spoilering the trailer?
Talking about a minute trailer?
Yeah,
we're excited.
We're under schedule. We still need to push.
Yeah, we still
that's
need
less
to
time. That we're
stretch,
spend
stretch,
one
stretch,
minute.
Guys.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Let's move it along.
So wait, we're done with the spoiler.
Oh yeah,
no more spoiler.
For those of you listening at home, take a look.
Cook is waving his hands. Also, if you're interested, you can hop online and find there's a Hulkbuster scene was described. Like, we're not going to get into it here because it's a big spoiler. But if you like spoilers, you can find that online. So, anyway, moving over to Fox real quick, we've got T.J. Miller officially confirming that he's playing the part of Weasel in the Deadpool movie that just started shooting, I think, this week. Am I right?
Yeah. It comes out soon.
Yeah, I mean, they better start shooting, but I think they literally started production on it this week. So.
Did you guys see Ryan Reynolds on? It was on Late Night. He was on Fallon or Kimmel. He's got like a Marine haircut, which I'm assuming is because the mask is
I haven't seen it. That's so fun.
It was really weird being excited about seeing someone's haircut. I was just like, oh, that means Daredevil's happening, you guys.
Deadpool.
Excited about Daredevil.
I called Black Widow Scarlet Witch.
Excited.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. You guys.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. I'm excited.
Is he Dead Devil?
He's Dead Devil.
Dead Devil.
That's a crossover.
Daredevil.
Yes, but Weasel, man, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And T.J. Miller and Ryan Reynolds like quipping off each other, and like the antagonistic quality of Weasel is gonna be so much fun.
I'm actually like Deadpool's actually kind of a weak spot for me. Can you tell me a little bit about Weasel?
He's kind of like an arms dealer, like mercenary friend that is both antagonist and protagonist in the series. So he's like a friend of Deadpool, but also like they both go out of the way to screw the other one as much as possible. So
it's like kind of like a frat brother.
So it's like, kind of like T.J. Miller and Ryan Reynolds hanging out, but in costumes. So I think it'll be perfect. Like, I thought he was going to be Bob, Agent of Hydra, but you reminded me that that's Marvel, so Fox can't touch it.
Fox can't touch Hydra.
So I think Weasel's perfect. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So, yeah, imagine like, a couple of frat bros, like, with automatic weapons and Deadpool. Yes.
And Deadpool who can't die.
So excited.
Yeah. Well, the description that the casting breakdown had for him was quirky, great sense of humor, smart, funny, but more than a little bit slippery, fast talker, always looking to make a buck. He looks out for himself first and foremost, but reveals loyalty at the end of the day.
Those words are better. What they said.
So is that like a weird challenge to him?
He's like, does he know this obscure character?
No, it really wasn't. I legitimately don't know.
He came around in 2003 in a miniseries, issue number one of a Daredevil spinoff. Darn it, Deadpool spinoff.
Too many D's.
That's all right. Like, I can barely say the name of our show at the beginning half the time.
That's true.
So it's okay. The microphone can be.
It's just so bright and red.
Yeah, I'm not here to listen, guys. It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we've got that to look forward to. Also, out of Fox, Miles Teller talked about the Fantastic Four costumes this week, saying that, don't worry, everybody, the containment suits that they're wearing are actually just like the beta version. The Fantastic Four suits, we'll see them at the end, like in the movie at some point.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I really honestly think that what's going on is that they keep hearing all this slack and they're reshooting. Like, I really can't help but think that. And like,
Miles, we've seen so little, they could do that so easily.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're not doing, like, they're not.
We're rewriting
it.
Like, right now, you guys, we're helping them rewrite the movie to make it better what fans want. Because everything we've been saying, they're like, oh yeah, trust us.
Yeah. You should hashtag to them that you want the bad guy to actually be a Annihilus and not Doom.
Right.
And see if they change that. Like, oh no, Doom is releasing Annihilus from.
He becomes Annihilus.
Oh yes, he finds the cosmic rod and fashions it around his neck.
We said negative zone, but we meant they went to space to get to the negative zone like they're supposed to. Trust us.
Trust us. We know what we're doing.
Those aren't slinkies on his suit. But still, that's the only thing that's that like bothers me at night.
They're never gonna
change. That bothers you at night.
Like, I go home and I'm like, you know what? They're making really cool movies. He's got slinkies on his suit. Like, that's just such a consistent problem.
Your poor girlfriend, Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
She's just like, he's talking about the slinkies again.
Oh, go.
Just trying to get his attention, just playing on that slinky, Madam Miles Teller.
All right. Well, so that's awesome news.
I'm so spent on that movie.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Come on, man.
I'm totally with you.
We're excited about a minute of Avengers, and we'll talk about it for 12 minutes. We've, like, had
a
minute
on... We say the word fantastic.
And we're all like...
I want it to be good.
Me too.
I want it to be good. I want it to blow me away. I want to come onto the show
easy
after it comes out and be like, hey guys, I was wrong. It's a good show. I want to do that.
That would be the ideal situation.
I want it to be tolerable. I want to come out and be like, I'm not mad. That's all I'm expecting anymore. I want to come out and be like, so, they rationalize slinkies. Good on you.
Like, I hope they dedicate like a whole 5 minutes in the movie to that.
I really hope they're just like a fast, like, you know what, this isn't stretchy enough.
Yeah.
Slinkies, let's go.
They crash land in some farm and there's just a kid like throwing a slinky down the stairs.
Inspiration!
And it rolls right onto his arm. And he's like,
I want to see him like get tangled up and then Invisible Woman has to untangle him.
Yes.
Like, she's like, oh, those damn slinkies.
I just want a whole monologue. Miles Teller's a great actor just being like, for any girl or boy, such a wonderful toy. Like, just madness erupting.
He becomes Ultimate really Reed Richards. Yeah. Yes. Wow. So, yeah. Anyway.
So do it. Just prove us wrong.
Please. Please, Fox. Please. Also, Apocalypse, X-Men Apocalypse is probably going to be the end of the line for Nicholas Holt as Beast, as his contract's not renegotiated past that point and anything else. That doesn't mean that he won't be back, but right now it's looking like maybe he leaves the team. They get a new guy to come in and play Hank McCoy, or
saying this is the end of their trilogy, right?
Or he gets killed.
Yeah. Or he gets killed. Yeah.
That's fine, man. Get rid of him. I don't care. I don't like that Beast. I don't like the Hulk Beast.
I don't like that he can turn into.
I get angry and I turn blue. Oh, what an amazing idea!
I still love Kelsey Grammer as Beast. Yeah, he was great. He can come back as Dark Beast. He'd be phenomenal.
Beast would be great. I just don't like the Hulk aspect of it.
Harold and Xavier and Hulk Beast were ridiculous. Like, why could he suddenly walk when he injected himself with his junkie serum?
Yeah.
It would be. It was just too much of a pain to get that wheelchair on set. So, like, just give him a serum.
Yeah,
like, we can't be wheeling this thing all over.
Yeah.
Just give him something to walk. I don't want to deal with this.
Jeez, just figure it out.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's a good actor. I like him fine. I just the Hulk aspect of that beast I don't enjoy, and I don't find.
Yeah, when I saw that in the trailers before I ever saw the movie, I was like, wait, he transforms?
It takes away the whole thing of his.
And that was never discussed in the original movie, First Class. It was like he's never been able to just transform at will.
Why not introduce the image inducer from the comics?
Exactly. Right.
What an easier.
Especially
if they have Nightcrawler.
Bumping into people, like even though it doesn't match up with the visuals. His shoulders are so much bigger than they look, and he's just knocking over vases and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's such an easier. I believe every other part of that.
Yeah, and every other part of that movie was a lot more. Yeah. That movie really worked in a lot of ways, but it didn't. It never felt like an X-Men movie to me.
No.
It felt like someone using X-Men characters in a different.
Which one?
The Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It never. It was almost right.
It felt like let's clean this up. Tune in next time.
Yeah,
like, the whole thing was just like, we need to fix all of this. And then it was like, oh, it's 2.5 hours. All right, well, that's what we're going to do for this one.
I appreciate that they gave it a really good effort versus First Class, but...
I mean, it's the one that I've enjoyed most since X2.
Mm-hmm. But I felt like First Class was closer to being an X-Men movie, but this was a better movie, just not with X-Men. Like,
I did not like First Class.
Did you like First Class?
No. I like First Class just fine.
I did not like it. I did not like it.
Do you want to give us a quick rant on it?
It was such a melodrama. It was so melodramatic. I didn't need any more shots of maps. I just like, it was all these like weird transition things. It was the worst training like
montage
ever. It's like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make this kid run around a building. We're going to throw this kid out of a window. Now let's go fight two different navies and a team of adult mutants. Like, it was a terrible way to train children. Mm-hmm. A terrible idea to bring those children into the middle of two countries and these adult murderous mutants. And then also the fact that they all got their names, their iconic names, on the first try, and none of those angsty teenagers who have lost everything they've ever were all like, that's a stupid name. You know, like, nobody, there was nothing there. It's like, I'm going to be Mystique. And it's like, what kind of a name is Mystique? What is that even? You're a shapeshifter. Why not Camellia Girl or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, any other bad name should have been thrown out first.
Because that's something I loved about Kitty Pryde, is that her history of really terrible names.
And in Astonishing, Emma Frost brings it up. Mm-hmm. She's like, what are you being called, bro? Which one of your pathetic names are you going by? Sprite? Ariel? What is Shadowcat? What name are you going by? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that was fun. Yeah.
There's so many things where she's like, well, that's not quite right. That's not quite right, you know?
I'm just going to stick to Kitty Pryde.
Yeah. Yep. I just didn't like it. I didn't like it.
And then he comes back blue, and Lucas is just like, I'm going to call him Beast. And everybody's like, all right, that's Bible. Sure.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah. Beast. No, it's a good argument.
It's like, you should be nerd. Your name should be nerd.
Blue
You're
nerd.
A skinny, pale, white kid with glasses. Your name should be Nerd. Because he hadn't time been called, he hadn't transformed into Beast yet.
He had no reason to be called Beast.
You should be called Bigfoot. Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like,
they called him. They didn't call him Beast till he came back transformed. Because remember, he came back and he's like, "Now we got a name for you."
Havoc's like, "All right, I've got a name."
So that one works.
I didn't like it. I love Darwin in it, who can evolve to survive anything.
Yeah,
except being instantly killed in a moment.
That was so stupid. He did, and that was so like, it was like, what are you doing to that child? Leave him alone.
He's just a kid. He's a teen.
Yeah, he was older than the other ones, but still.
Yeah, Darwin's actually, I love that character. Like, he came out with Deadly Genesis, right?
Yeah.
Like, their anniversary. Yeah, that was a great character. Yeah,
all that stuff.
That was a great series, by the way.
Pretty dope.
I really love that series. Yeah. All right. Well, that's Apocalypse. We've also got Netflix released a motion picture for another motion poster. Sorry, for what are we calling him now? Daredevil. For Daredevil today. And it's just really simple. It's just Charlie Cox walking down an alleyway while there's some various voiceover kind of coming in from different perspectives. And as the motion poster goes on, all of the characters kind of filter into the frame. What's fun about it, though, is that you can see the Avengers Tower in the background.
Yeah.
You need like a higher resolution video, because I saw a couple videos where I couldn't make it out, but find a high resolution version of it and look in the background. You can see that, and then in the reflection and the water on the concrete, the asphalt, you can see the reflection of the vigilante suit, the red suit. You can't really make out a lot of details of it. It's kind of silhouetted in a bit, but you can still see it. And it's this weird promise of, you know how in the trailers you've seen like the eyes are covered and everything? No, the suit's coming. Just hang with us. And it's very subtle and so fun.
I thought that was such a weird, like, I watched that thing today too, and I was just like, this is such a weird promotional tool.
Yeah, the motion posters. I'm not on board.
All in the same frame and all like moving differently and all kind of there. But I still liked it. But it's rare that I like the motion posters. But that one, I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. It was really like I liked that it was so slow. I don't know. It was interesting. Yeah, like, I was surprised that I liked it.
Yeah.
I think it's a really interesting new marketing tool that companies are still getting the hand
They're
on.
They're fine, too.
Yeah.
It's definitely new. It's super different.
What I thought was interesting, too, was the color, the colors they chose for the city. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of a neon and dark. Like, it actually reminded me of Mystery Men, which I love.
I love Mystery Men.
That city is done so well.
Yeah.
And it looked kind of like that, like really dark, really dirty, but like neon, but sad neon. Kind of, you know what I mean? And
like, it was very like this, like, it was a really awesome, like, color palette that was like this weird, like, comic book aesthetic
and
to it. It was
but
great.
But it didn't match up with the things that we've seen in the other in the trailers from the actual show. So I was interested to see if that's something that will come in later or something that isn't that. But it was sort of a hyper-realistic view on what has seemed to be a very realistic show.
Yeah.
And I was caught by that. I thought that was kind of an interesting...
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Like, I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. And I'm surprised that I did.
Yeah, because I haven't been a big fan of the motion posters.
No, me
I've
either.
Been like, you know what I see what you're doing.
You know what I really hate? Are the motion comics.
Oh, my God.
When they take
really?
I'm not a giant
fan.
I hate those things. When they take actual comics and then they just, like, slightly animate them so the background moves like...
And you just slide over.
I hate that. I hate the way that looks.
Yeah,
they did that with Astonishing, and it's my favorite book, and I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, Astonishing is so good. Well, while we've been on the air, Marina Bakarin, however you say it, Bakarin, tweeted out a picture of her chair on the Deadpool set, and it says Deadpool. It's got a really cool splash image of Deadpool, and then underneath it says Vanessa. So she is playing Vanessa Carlisle.
Copycat.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
She hasn't has there been confirmation of that I just forgot about? Yeah. So now we know TJ Miller is the Weasel.
Yeah, and she's
who's based on Pauly Shore loosely, I would imagine. and Marina Bakarin, who also plays Dr. Leslie Thompson's on Gotham, is Vanessa Carlisle.
Do you think they'll announce Colossus soon?
Probably not. Probably not soon.
God, that's what I'm most... The Deadpool movie? If Colossus is in the Deadpool movie, I will be so excited.
Oh, didn't they? I thought they
I know, but I'm saying, if it... Like, when that actually happens, like, I don't believe it yet, because I don't believe anything until I see it.
Well, you're a hater.
I'm a hater. No, I'm a believer, and that's the difference. And I keep getting my trust shattered by different things. But the idea of having... Colossus as Colossus is really exciting to me. And I want him to be a big beast. Like, that sounds so cool to me.
Yeah.
That would be that's what I'm most looking forward to.
I want him to be like a giant. Like this he should be a Colossus.
Yes.
Like, he should be his namesake. Yeah.
Yes.
Like the Game of Thrones guy, the mountain.
Oh, the mountain.
Like the mountain as Colossus.
Oh,
like someone like that.
God.
And that'd be a great
God.
Way to tie into the whole X-Men verse without having it too tied in and so.
Yeah.
That's true.
I love it. I love it. Well,
Someone's saying I'm a humbug and I hate Brittany Wallach.
Wallach.
Saying I hate everything. And I don't, Wallach. I love everything. I want everything to be done justly.
Are you talking about my fiance talking on the live chat?
Are you engaged?
Yeah, totally engaged.
Congratulations to who?
To Brittany Wallach.
Wallach. I don't know her.
You were reading the lines of dialogue I wrote for you really well.
Yeah.
You were such a douchebag today.
Yeah.
Love it.
Trying to get it all in, man.
He's such a nice guy on his show. He's got to get it all out.
Yeah. Oh, good girl.
How do you say your last name?
Wallach.
That's not how it looks.
You're such a jerk.
Just done with it.
Over on TV real quick, S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. They revealed that, so this is possible spoilers if you haven't seen.
I'm caught up.
Sure, you're caught up. Have you caught up yet?
Yes.
No.
You can say no. Coy definitely hasn't. He hasn't even started.
I'm only 2 years behind.
Same. I'm with you. I don't care about spoilers, so.
So
I read the episode descriptions.
It was revealed, again, spoilers. It was revealed that Mac and Bobby, who they're working for, is the real S.H.I.E.L.D. And they showed like a new emblem of some sort. I don't know.
The real S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know. Like, I'm like,
I don't. I that was honestly the most like what? Like
yeah, I felt like it was a weird deflating.
Who are they working for? Or whatever. I was so excited about all the different organizations that could be. Yeah. I wanted it to be S.W.O.R.D. because we're dealing with the Inhumans. Like I wanted it to be S.W.O.R.D. so bad, and I wanted what's his name. The little guy with the, that Bobby's boyfriend, whatever his name is. Yeah. The guy who's like a bad guy, but he's a good guy, and he likes beer, and he's real quippy, and he's got an accent and all that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Whatever Lance
his,
Hunter?
Yeah, whatever his name is. I want him, who I like, he's fine, but I wanted him to be brought into a room and have Agent Brandt. I just wanted to see the fact that
I want like
head.
The green hair and the glasses.
I'll start watching. God. If they had brought Brandon, that would get me to watch S.H.I.E.L.D. in an instant.
Yeah.
But as it stands, if it's like, oh no, it's really just a real show. Like, I'm sorry, there's just nothing about the show that's compelling for me to watch it.
I agree a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And then every now and then they do something. Like, I sit there and I make myself watch it, and I'm like, oh, can we get past the melodrama? Like, you know, when it gets like too much and it feels like a daytime soap every now and then.
The last few
episodes have been much better. But when I feel like that, I'm like, all right, let's just keep watching. And then they'll do something, they'll say one word, and all of a sudden I'm like, boom! And like, all my hair goes up, and I'm like, oh my God! It's a great time to be alive, you know?
I need to give it a chance. You should power through, because
the big moments are worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole thing with like revealing Quake. And,
I did watch
like,
that. Like, all of that,
like all the Inhuman
pivotal
stuff was really cool.
I just haven't felt like I missed out yet.
Yeah,
that's my. It's like when you read a miniseries and you don't need to read it, and you're just like, "Well, this is a sad thing."
Yeah, and it's like, and technically, I should be watching it because it's my job. But it's like, I'm just like, oh, I have to make the time for it. But I'll at least watch the major things. But I do want to watch it. Once Revenge ends,
it's gotten better. It's gotten consistently better.
Okay,
I feel like this week's episode upswing.
I wasn't a giant fan of this week's episode.
Oh no, see, and because it was also the most off. Brand that's been which I kind of liked, but I just
feel like it was so way over the top melodramatic, and I thought the villains that they chose were like what
I mean the manicure girl I was like
oh my God, like she's got like blades on her fingernails, like that's
but they
it like,
and they don't look like they couldn't be unscrewed
the fact that S.H.I.E.L.D. contained her S.H.I.E.L.D. contained her, and that was one of the ways that they contained her. And I'm like,
by putting razors on her? I think you're mistaken.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm not.
I think she got them on there, and then S.H.I.E.L.D., and then she was causing, because she did it, and she killed her boyfriend and then other people, and then S.H.I.E.L.D. got her.
Yeah.
So she had already had that done. S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't do that to her.
No, S.H.I.E.L.D. they put the bracers on her. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. No.
The razors
they put the bracers
on
her.
We're not fighting. Go back to bed. They put the gloves on.
But it's like, why didn't you just unscrew the finger? Like, why would you, like,
there's gotta be
relicate this poor woman to, like, not having hands for, like, years?
Just take the top off and give her little metal fingernails so that she never has to get them done again. They last forever. They're beautiful.
Yeah,
whatever.
You just paint the metal.
Yeah.
You use spray paint for that.
Yes.
You can even get them, anodized. You can get like the pretty
The voice guy was a sick villain though. The voice, the dude, that
Angar,
was
very Angar was great.
Cool looking.
And like when the whole birds thing was just like, oh
really
my God,
cool.
That's awesome. But like,
but did he just knocked them out?
He
right?
just knocked them out. He just knocked them all out.
They were out for a long time.
So well.
And the little bulldog guy made me laugh once he started going.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Just a little dude with like long
just
hair.
Just stocky,
Yeah, just like a little pit bull, like a little bulldog.
But not Lockjaw.
But not Lockjaw. No, not Lockjaw.
But the physical appearance
is an Inhuman who is like bamfing in, kidnapping people, and then bamfing out. And every time it happens, I'm like, yeah!
I love that guy.
Like, and everyone is assuming that he's Reader.
How about, spoiler, I mean, not really, nothing happened, but that's not for me to decide.
Yeah.
That end, I was like, it was great. When he takes.
Oh yeah.
Calvin, and he's like, "So what are you going to do with me?" And he's like, "That's not for me to decide." And then the doors open, and he gets his jacket, and he has to walk to judgment.
Yeah, like, and like he looks terrified. Like for the first time in the entire series, he looks scared. That was great. I also like that they made that cast for Quake. And
kind of absorbs the
shocks and everything.
So
and
you
it's
think
like,
she'll get her arm.
Yeah,
presence?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they're,
basically
cool.
She's. I mean, do you guys care?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't care.
Her power when she brings it down, like she's in shaking and everything and like messing everything up. When she makes it subside, she's actually turning it inwards. Oh. So she has all of these hairline fractures in her
throughout
body
her entire
now
body, yeah.
That she's been like, and then she didn't know that she was doing that. And then like at the end of the episode, it's like this kind of big moment and she brings it in and she stops it. And then all of a sudden you just see like
bruising,
bruises
yeah.
everywhere. And it's just like, oh my God, it was really awful.
Oh
looking.
My gosh. Yeah.
But they handled it really well and it's really cool.
It's good.
But there's a lot of speculation that maybe in trying to create a cast for her, mm-hmm. they've accidentally created the technology to help her control her powers, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like widespread destructive things. Now it's going to be like earthquake there and earthquake there.
Yeah. Somebody said, I forget, it was on one of our things. What if she's responsible for Stanford? What if that's...
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Which I thought was kind of a cool
That would
cool
be really
idea.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. We should describe what Stanford is real quick since we brought it up. Stanford is the event that... in the comic books, it's the event that leads to the Civil War. So...
It's the New Warriors.
It's the New Warriors led by
series.
Speedball.
Yeah.
Robbie Baldwin.
Yeah.
They are...
And the Night Stalker.
Yeah.
And Namorita.
Oh, Namorita. Yeah. It's a bunch of like D-string
C-list
superheroes.
Characters.
Yeah. And they have a reality show that's following them around and they're like talking to the camera like, yeah, we tracked these guys down and they go to attack them. All of the bad guys are amped up on mutant growth hormone, MGH.
And they're legitimate, like, they're big time. Like, these guys are trying to take out these bad guys to make a name for themselves and to make them a bigger player in the game.
Yeah.
And they take on more than they can handle.
And they take on one particular villain whose name is Nitro, and he has the ability to just turn himself into a bomb. And he won't die, but he has the same explosive blast. And when he's on the MGH, he becomes a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
And he... destroys, like he decimates an entire area called Stamford, including like a school that's nearby, and all these kids die, and it's really sad. And that's what starts off the Superhuman Registration Act.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the desire
we'll
for
need
it.
A, we'll need a character that, like, Quake would be perfect because we need somebody already introduced that we care about to cause that kind of mayhem.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's why I think Nitro and Speedball were effective. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Daisy in S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. I would be really upset, and I don't think she, as a character with a heart, could ever recover from killing a student body.
Well, like he becomes penance though after because he's
which
like
sucks.
That's
the worst. Speedball
really
is such
ridiculous.
Like a ridiculous thing, and they're like, we got to get this guy dark and gritty.
He
Let's make him penance
emo, man.
And put him in an Iron Maiden that he can walk around in, and when he feels pain, he can use his powers.
He cuts himself for a living.
Yeah,
it was
awful.
Really.
The Hot Topic
I like
superhero
the fact
is
that
rough, man.
Nitro, I mean, when Wolverine tracks down Nitro, that's awesome. But I'd be upset if they took someone that we care about and made them responsible for the deaths of thousands of people, including how many hundreds of kids.
I think it would be really, I mean, it's, while we've seen tie-ins in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from the MCU, I don't think they'd kick off a major event in
that's true. They wouldn't
that,
go the other way.
Yeah. I also think that Age of Ultron is going to be Stanford. I think that entire movie is going to serve as... is the Stanford event. Like, I don't think that we need a Stanford.
Because that's Stark, and Stark's responsible.
Yeah.
Stark's responsible for that.
It makes it very personal to that group.
So, who do we think the new S.H.I.E.L.D. is? Because there's a lot of speculation that it's Hammer, like the what Norman Osborn starts up post-Secret Invasion. And there's other speculation that it's Strike, which is the British equivalent to S.H.I.E.L.D. That in the comic books is actually led by Commodore Lance Hunter.
Commodore Schmidlab from the original Batman movie.
Yes.
Played by Burgess Meredith.
can get him, Batman. Yeah, you can get him. Yeah. Stay in there, Batman. So do you guys have any thoughts on that? Like,
it would be weird if it's Strike, because
it doesn't seem to
Hammer
fit
seems
if it's,
to make way more sense.
Yeah.
Like Strike just
but like that would,
a whole nother...
That would kind of be awesome, though it doesn't feel like it's necessary, except for the fact that I guess they kind of wipe Hydra out a couple episodes ago for the
is
most
just
part.
Fury's underground.
Mm-hmm. It would be kind of cool
Avengers
if it was like a Secret Avengers thing, but then it would be
but
it seems to like call into like question everything that he did for Coulson. It's like, well, is Coulson like obsolete now?
Why would
like,
he not have Coulson do it? I like the idea that it's just another high level true blue S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who's decided. No, I need to carry on S.H.I.E.L.D. Who's doing the same exact thing that Coulson's doing, but just... In
just
a,
without
and
the
when
blessing
it fell,
of Fury.
When it fell apart, they all went their separate ways, and it's like, well, we need something. We need this in place somehow, so it's up to me, because I'm the only one left.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, you're not the only one left. There's actually somebody doing the same thing, like, whatever. I don't think that'll be the case, but I think that's a cool idea of, like, where are the pockets of S.H.I.E.L.D. and which ones haven't come in contact together yet since the fall of it?
Yeah.
Who do you trust? Who do you know? You know what I mean? Like, all that stuff... The separation of the higher ups is kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we got to move on. We got a couple minutes left. We need to handle last week's quiz.
Woo! Quiz.
The pop quiz. The Wizard World question of the month, which was, what does Ultron's fortune cookie say the day he comes online? We had our answers put up. I won't go through them because we want to move on. But I will say that according to the online results, the winner is Tony Mallette, whose answer of keep your head up, don't let anyone tell you that you're not unique, special, or destined for greatness. Show the world what you're made of. Lucky number 03, 12, 29, 74, 48, 17.
That's
so
great.
Tony, contact us through our website. Send us a private message. Send us your email so we can get in touch with you that way, and we will figure out which Wizard World you want to go to. Congratulations.
Yay. Congrats.
You know, Wizard World is where pop culture comes to life. I don't know if you saw any, if you're a big David Tennant fan, but they had David Tennant in Raleigh, North Carolina last weekend. He actually talked about the Rose and the doctor and how they were actually boyfriend and girlfriend. Aww. And like how it was hard to say goodbye to Donna. They asked him some questions, like just kind of about being involved with Marvel now as a Kilgrave, not officially Purple Man yet, but yeah, Wizard World is a great place to go. So you should be going if it comes close to you. We have 1 minute or 2 minutes left, so we're going to do this real quick. Kevin Dean wanted to ask you a question, and it kind of goes for all of us, but what would your perfect Marvel movie be?
Oh.
You're on the spot. I apologize, but he wanted to know.
I mean, I feel like Infinity War has a good chance of being
right?
it. Like, the idea of having so many characters together in such a grand battle, like, I think that could be really cool because there's so much at stake. You get to see who people really are character-wise, and then just visually, it's going to look awesome.
Yeah.
That, I think, would be... I mean, if they can do that right, I think that would be an awesome... Mm-hmm. Here's what Marvel has to offer. It's like character and cosmic... fun.
Well, let me ask you this question from Carrie Hamilton.
Please do.
What story would you like to see adapted almost verbatim from the pages to the screen, ignoring studio rights and continuity?
Immortal Iron Fist.
Yeah?
Yeah.
By Matt Fraction?
And Brubaker and David Aja. It's one of my absolute favorites.
I mean, you're wearing the shirt.
Your shirt's relevant.
I know. I've been saving this shirt for our Iron Fist news for casting and that stuff, but I don't think I'll be here when that happens, so yeah. I wanted to get it out today. But that one, I love that book. If you guys haven't read that book, do that.
It's
also
fantastic.
Astonishing X-Men would be another one that I'm like, just let me see that. Like, I just want to watch.
They have it as a motion comic.
No, you watch your mouth. I hate that. That doesn't count. Immortal Iron Fist, Astonishing X-Men, I think are two really great character pieces with stunning visuals in the books. I think it'd be really cool.
Okay. Well, one last thing before we go.
Yes.
Let's do a couple of those. Let's do a couple fights.
But now we got to say why.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you pull the box over there and let Cook pull it out?
Oh,
yeah.
Let's do Cook and Key.
Oh, okay. Cookie? Okay.
The Pock and Biggie of comics.
Cookie.
The
Pock
and Biggie of comics.
Yes.
Okay. I got mine. What's yours? Invisible Woman.
Oh, you're toast, dude. I have Ghost Rider and Blaze.
Oh, what? No! No!
What do you mean, no?
No! Are you... No!
Dude, Ghost Rider's got, like...
No way!
Ghost vision.
No, all right, look. She has an intelligence of 3 and a stamina of 3. She can go for a long time.
Yeah, but what's your power rating?
My power rating is winner, it says.
Oh, is that... No, okay,
no,
look.
It doesn't, because it's both. Dude, it's 2-on-1. There's no way.
No. Invisible Woman does, like, invisible shield around you both.
They would never be that
Boom.
Close together.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Dude,
they wouldn't. They would
Ghost
come
Rider
in on the
Blaze.
Same motorcycle.
No, they wouldn't ride the same
like,
motorcycle.
Blaze would be riding behind him, like
no,
arms
dude.
Wrapped around Ghost Rider, getting flame in his face.
Now Blaze would walk up and be like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she wouldn't know it's Blaze. Nobody knows who Blaze is. She'd be like, he'd be like in his trench coat and his like gruff and his cigar. I'd be like, "Ma'am, do you think you could help me?" And she'd be like, "Oh, I don't know. I suddenly feel flushed. You seem so interesting and dynamic. And who are you?" And he's like, "I'm Blaze." And you take out a shotgun and like try to. And then she wouldn't know that Ghost Rider was there. And he'd be like, "Wow!" off a building and then come down,
like riding
her.
Down
yeah,
like the
dude,
building.
She's toast.
No, I'm
so many action figures just now. I just saw so many action figures. Like that was exactly
that was
what
yeah.
like a commercial.
Dude, but you also forget that Ghost Rider's invincible today.
Today. Just today.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that you threw it down like it's a pog or something.
It was.
Like, do you guys want to go now? We'll do
you
one more.
Wait, what are you? Who do you guys think would win? You don't have a dog in the fight. Who would win?
I honestly, I'm going to go with Invisible Woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going Ghost Rider.
Thank you.
You can't vote for
Ghost Rider. Oh, and I got Ghost Rider on my team.
And whoa. I got King Kid.
Oh, my God.
Wait, no, but you've Wolverine, got
I've got, I've got Wolverine, Ghost Rider, and Punisher.
Wait, but can first, I vote Punisher
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm done.
This really, side is great.
I'm no, saying. I'm still saying Kingpin.
Saying Kingpin.
Kingpin could still win this.
I think just Punisher could.
No,
I mean,
no.
How could Kingpin?
Wolverine alone.
Yeah. Kingpin with his entire crime syndicate.
He's not on that card.
That's not, yeah,
no, Kingpin. Kingpin doesn't.
Kingpin.
No. Kingpin. Kingpin comes with friends. Like that's assumed. He
no,
doesn't.
He comes with an emerald staff and
Spider-Man beats the snot out of him in prison when he's surrounded by all the people that he hates. Spider-Man,
and so does Daredevil. But
I know, but I'm saying, here's the thing. Punisher has so many bazookas. Wolverine has adamantium, claws, and a healing factor. And Ghost Rider would light him up like a filet mignon, dude.
This
He's all that fat, like wrapped in bacon. Like, he would be like sizzled. There's
okay,
no
okay.
way.
What if we did this? Question of the week for next week. There's no prize. Just, I won. Question of the week for next week
I
is...
I won. What do you mean you won?
Bragging rights. Question of the week for next week is, how could Kingpin beat those three? Is that a good question? No?
Who would win?
That's just...
If anybody comes up with an idea, yeah, that's fine. Make that the question. Because
I don't have another question. Yeah. Like, I was... I had to go buy a cake. I didn't have time to... To think of
that's
a question.
That's good. Don't let me... Yeah, let's bring it back. Take the rug out from under me.
So, anyway, that's all we've got time for today. Matt Cook, we're going to miss you.
Hey, I'm going to miss you guys. Thank you.
It sucks to lose you, but we're excited to see where you're going. Can't wait to watch your show.
Thanks, man.
And please make sure to tweet out at the fans and at us so we can help promote your show.
Thank you. And if you guys are looking in the meantime to get some podcast action, check me out at Crit Juice on Twitter. It's a D&D podcast that I've been doing for the last few years with some of my best friends. It's Dungeons & Dragons, and we've turned it into a drinking game. It's really fun, really silly.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of really fun guests.
Lots of great guys in there, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. But it's real nerdy.
Super
so
nerdy.
Be warned.
Well, we're going to miss you. Do you have anything you want to plug or talk about?
No,
anywhere
just,
you're going?
I mean,
no?
I do, but I just want to say thanks so much for being a part of it. And
thank
please
you.
Come back all the time.
I can't wait. Yeah.
In terms of plugging stuff, you know, I've got some appearances. I'm going to be at Big Wow Comic Fest in April.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, third week of April. So come out and say hi to me there. And I've got some really awesome things that... I've got a new show launching. I can't say what it is, but a new show launching on April 8th. So once I can announce
Congrats.
It, I will.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, if you like cosplay, you'll like this.
Competing with Daredevil.
Yeah. No, April 8th.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we got 2 days. You got 2 days. I'm just excited to watch your show, man. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. I'll announce my stuff in like June. I can talk about stuff. So.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to talk about. This is all I've got.
Stay tuned.
Oh. Wow. Get out. So, everybody, that's our show.
Is that your last joke? Are we going to end like we're going to...
No, that one doesn't count.
Okay.
Here's a joke. So, there's this old guy walking down the... No, let's just go.
So that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for everyone online who was talking to us the whole show. And thanks for your questions on Twitter. Thanks for your questions on Facebook. Continue to send them. We will continue to try and get them onto the show as much as we can. A special thanks to our prize sponsor, Wizard World Conventions. They've got a show coming up April 24th to 26th in Vegas. Then after that, they're on to Minneapolis on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And Philadelphia, May 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's a 4-day show in Philly. It's one of their big ones. And as we've already discussed, Wizard World is where pop culture comes to life. They've got a lot of fantastic guests coming out there. So go on their website, check them out, wizardworld.com, see what they've got coming on. And please don't forget to subscribe to our show, Marvel Movie News, on iTunes and on YouTube through the Popcorn Talk Network. You can find us on their website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Thumbs up the videos, rate us on iTunes, tweet us out, and it keeps us coming back. That's what we want to continue to do.
Yeah.
So find us on Facebook, Marvel Movie News, like us, talk to us there. You can find us on Twitter, at Marvel News PTN. That's our show. I'm Matt Key, at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco, at M Placco.
Matt Cook, at Matt Cook Tweeted.
Koi Jandro, at Koi Jandro.
That's our show. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.